welcome to episode 25 of Super Flashy Arrow of Tomorrow. I am your host, Sir Cussalot, joined by my co-host, Mara the Shark Watkins.
Hello, everybody.
How you living, Mara?
Doing good. Just came back from vacation. Well, not vacation, but like bachelorette party life.
I say you were chilling in Miami. That is a vacation. If chilling in Miami is not a vacation, I don't know what a vacation really is.
Touche.
Yeah. Missed you though. I enjoyed doing this. We've been away for a little while.
I've missed you too, Travis.
Yeah. But yeah, we're here once again. Talk about the whole Berlanti verse, Flaro verse, Cluster verse. Supergirl, Flash, Arrow, Legends of Tomorrow. Even though there's no Legends anymore for a little while because, they're done for the season, but we'll catch them next
season.
Till
the fall.
Yeah, they're done till the fall. Yeah. But.
Don't lie to yourself or our listeners.
Well, I didn't lie. I just omitted some truth.
Alternative facts.
No, that's not the same thing. That is not the same thing. You will not lump me in with that shit. But. Anyway, yeah, we still got Supergirl, Flash, and Arrow for the next few weeks, so let's talk about that. We can start with what happened on Monday. Supergirl, episode entitled Ace Reporter. How you feeling about this one, Mara?
All right. It felt like a filler episode. It felt so filler. But, it was entertaining to say, I would say it was interesting to say the least. But it felt so, all the episodes feel so fucking filler, man. I can't take it.
All the episodes, Mara? Or just,
Not all the episodes, but you know what I mean?
Too many of them. I know what you mean. Yeah, there's certain shows. It's just I feel like if it weren't on CW, if it was on a cable network, they probably cut a lot of these shows down to about 16 episodes.
I was going to say 10.
Yeah, I'll give them 16. But because it's on network TV, they still stuck in that 22 episode world,
Yeah. Okay.
So it's just you're going to get some filler. But luckily, the filler episodes for, these shows tend to be pretty good. So. Mm-hmm. It was filler, but it was pretty good. It felt like one of those old, a detective show. We know this, somebody's getting killed. There's something wrong with this company. We're investigating this company. I got a lead. Well, that lead's dead now because they killed him. We got another lead. Well, that lead's dead too because they killed him too. So they got to investigate and shit. So it was pretty cool. I enjoyed it. Kicked it off, everything's really quiet around National City, that's where she is. That's where she's at, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, National City. I think so. And, because she doesn't have shit else to do, so she's taking out all the criminals all the time. So she don't have a job no more. But, question.
I can only imagine life could get boring as Supergirl if you don't have other outlets.
My thing with her, I have a question about her income. Because she got fired from Catco, But she also does shit for the DEO. Does the DEO pay her?
I would hope so.
Okay.
But I also think, because I was thinking about it, so in the episode when What's-Her-Face, Lena, comes over and Kara goes, welcome to the, rent-controlled part of town. And I was like, that's a really nice rent-controlled apartment.
How you figure?
Compared to our world.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And then I was sick, and then I thought about it. I was like, Carson was the type of person who's probably saved up money from God knows how long. So she's probably just sitting. I don't want to say just sitting on cash, but I feel she's not scraping pennies together. There.
Yeah, she seems like one of those people that was always super responsible. So during those times when she was actually making more money than she needed, she didn't spend it.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And you can tell that from season one. She has a pretty basic wardrobe.
Yeah.
her apartment fixtures are probably the nicer things I've seen her have.
Yeah.
Namely that chandelier that's in her kitchen. Because I look, yeah, I pay attention to
How
that kind
did
of
you
stuff.
notice the chandelier?
Because they've shown it in several episodes. It's a nice chandelier.
Okay.
Now everyone's gonna go and listen and look for the chandelier now.
I mean,
But
you've clearly pointed out the chandelier to several people. Now they're going to pay attention to
and
the
then like,
chandelier.
you know, her view is very nice, but I feel like, you know, as a teenager she probably babysat and saved up those kind of like she's better than me. She's what I want to, she's what I wish I was
Yeah,
as a
yeah.
teenager into a young adult.
So, yeah, we got Lena Luthor showing up to her place because, Kara's just bored. She's like baking shit. And we find out later she's not very good at it. But, Lena
Which is
Luthor.
such a waste because she has such a nice kitchen.
Oh, shit. Okay, so, Lena Luthor shows up like, hey, let's come with me to this press conference that my ex-boyfriend is holding because he got some new shit. And I don't want to go by myself because reasons. So come with me. So she goes with her. Yeah, they get
And then
there. Go ahead.
they sit there, Kara grills him while, you know, Lena eye fucks him.
Well, that too. We'll get to that in a second. I want to point out, Kara's boss, I still don't know his name. The bald dude, her boss. He's still a dick.
Asshole.
It was just like, why do you care? Like, just leave her the fuck alone. You fired her already, so what the fuck?
Right, like when she starts asking questions, he stands up to interrupt her, and I'm just like, nigga, are you crazy?
Yo, she was in the middle of a question. Like, chill the fuck out. Wait your turn. Like, hey, do you not know how these things work? But yeah.
Terrible. So
So
rude.
he was. He
So I call
was.
him ass mouth.
Ass mouth.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Okay. So, that whole press conference thing is over. She grilled him like you told him, like you said, and got some answers out of him. But apparently they weren't all the answers, because some random dude
Of course
outside
not.
was just like, "Hey, I got info on this shit." Because little tiny robot shit that y'all seeing out there's some shit going on with it. Guy's name is Jack. I remember that name because I took that one down. So, like, yo, I got info. Guess what? He ends up de
Jackie.
yeah, he ends up dead. So, I don't know, if it was really worth it for me to learn his name or not. But he died.
Oh, source.
Yeah, he's dead.
Did any of the sources give their names?
Yeah, Jack. That was it.
I thought Jack was the name of the company, the ex-boyfriend.
No. Wait. Yeah, that is his
Yes,
name.
yeah.
What did I get wrong?
Because she kept calling him Jackie.
You're right. You're right. That was the dude with the robots that was named Jack. I don't know what the source's name was. You're right.
Don't think any of the sources had a name. I mean, their scenes were only like 10 seconds long, I wouldn't give them
You're
fucking
right.
names either.
You're right. You're right. I got that wrong. My bad. Yeah, source's name wasn't Jack. The dude that was making the shit was Jack. Oops. So,
Gotcha, bitch.
yeah, you did. You did. You did. I've told you I can be wrong. It's happened once before.
You know.
Let's see what else was going
So,
on.
source dies.
Yeah, Source
Both
dies.
sources die.
Die by many robots, little nanobot things. Meanwhile,
What
though,
are they called again?
oh, nanobots, nanotechnology.
We'll just stick with that.
Yeah, it's what it is. They find new names for the shit, but sci-fi, miniature robots, microscopic robots, that shit. Same shit. Meanwhile, though, Guardian's out doing his thing, and Lyra wants in. She's like, I wanna.
Can we just talk about like that? Like, okay, so that part of the whole story to me just seemed so random and out of nowhere. Like, I was
Unnecessary.
just like, what? Like,
Unnecessary.
it was very unsubtle. It was very unsubtle the way they kind of showed that, Lyra and Wynn were back together or still together or something like that. It just didn't, it wasn't subtle at all. It was just pretty much just thrown in there. It seemed like that was such a last minute add-in. Like, how can we make Wynn and Jimmy, do some shit this episode?
Basically, yeah, we don't have
Let's.
anything for them to do, so let's just throw them in this episode and have them have some shit because Lyra wants to help out.
Right.
I agree. It was just, they just threw them in there for no real reason. They really didn't contribute to the story at all. But.
Exactly. Which is kind of probably more why also I feel like this episode felt like such a filler, because it just felt like just random things or random conflicts or two random conflicts in an episode, none of which have anything to do with each other or the main storyline. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you. I'm with you. My thing though, let's move along through this one, because like you said, it was a filler episode, so it's whatever. Find out that those mini nanobots or whatever that were killing people was actually Jack. Like, Jack was the mini robots. Because his CFO was like, hey, I can control him with this and make him do things like kill people. And, even though this shit doesn't really work, it really just fucks people up. But I'm gonna make money off of it. So, yeah.
Can I just say one thing? And this is kind of rewinding back to the press conference.
Wind it on back.
So when Lena said, she didn't want to face her ex, I don't remember if she had specified if it was a guy or not, because so when the girl came out at first,
You thought it was
I was
her?
like, plot twist, it's not the guy, it's the girl.
Supergirl
'Cause I was like,
would be
she
the
looks
show to
like,
do it.
and the only reason I thought that was because, like, looking at her, I was like, she looks like she's pulling some strings here. And then, go forward in the episode, you find out she is pulling strings here, or technology, you should say. So that's why I was like, it'd be funny, like, if it wasn't Jack, it was the lady who has way too many damn talents, by the way,
What you
that she
mean?
likes to brag about.
What you mean?
Like when they were fighting towards the end, she just kept saying, "Did I also tell you I was this? Did I
Oh,
also
yeah.
say I was that? Did I also tell you I was a black belt, bitch?"
That's why
No
Lena
one
not that's why
cares.
Lena hit her in her mouth was like, yeah, did I tell you I was a Luthor? Like
Right, like no one cares.
I'm with you. I'm with you. But basically the main event of this whole thing, Kara gets her job back because she has to go back to, back to her boss and basically kiss the ring. Like, yeah, I was wrong, blah, 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 gives her a job back, yada, yada. But then Queen Daxum lady shows up at Lena's office and like, hey, let me holla at you. And then the
Let me work
episode.
some business with you.
Yeah, man. Then the episode is. And then that was the only moment in this show where I was like, oh, shit. Because everything else, like you said, was filler. So.
Yeah, this is what I needed. I needed the conflict to come back into play, which is Mama Daxum. What is going on with what's her face? Mama Luther.
Then they lock her up.
I don't
Which
remember.
I don't either. Exactly. That's the point. Like,
Like she got locked up and then she was out and then
they broke her out. But what happened? Yeah, some other shit
I don't
happened.
remember what happened after that. I don't remember if they caught her or if she got
I
away.
really don't think it's that important right now because Daxamite lady is here.
It's not, but I mean, like, I'm just curious, like, are they gonna come back or is
Probably.
that just
I
it?
feel like what's gonna happen is the whole Daxamite invasion shit's gonna go down, and that's gonna justify,
She's
Cadmus.
gonna be like, look at this.
Yeah, look at
There we
what
go,
the aliens are doing.
Cadmus.
Look what the aliens are doing. That's why we gotta fight the aliens, and that's gonna kind of make them seem justified and all that kind of shit.
Look at it.
Like, I feel like Cadmus is gonna be around for quite a while, and their justification will happen because of the Daxamites.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, I'm sure they'll be back. if not this season, then at the beginning of next season because of what the Daxamites do. So yeah, that was the end of this episode, but the next episode looks like it's going to be pretty intense. Like, it's called Alex. Trailer showing Alex being taken prisoner, like being held hostage, and they're like forcing Kara to, I guess, break some other criminal out of prison, or they'll kill
Alex. I'm starting to see a recurring theme of some of these shows, just breaking niggas out of jail.
I mean, hey, locked up, they won't let me out.
Free my nigga, whatever his name is. No.
No. He killed like not. 4 people. Like,
leave his ass in jail.
Leave him there. Leave him there. But yeah, that's it for Supergirl. Anything else with Supergirl you want to touch on?
Nope. But I did hear that next week's episode is supposed to have like almost like a Saw-like vibe. And I was just like, oh, I'm curious.
I can see that from the trailer. Yeah. Makes sense.
But on to more infuriating things.
Yeah. Tuesday. Fucking Flash. Mara,
fucking,
you know,
Flash. Fucking Berlanti.
You know.
I'm sorry. I know he's your bae for life.
Listen.
God, Mara, could he suck a dick right now.
You know, these shows don't typically make me mad very often. It usually takes a lot.
They make me mad all the time.
It takes a lot to upset Travis. You know, I tend to have a pretty even temperament. Some things are just stupid. I'm like, yeah, that's dumb. And then I let it go. But this shit, they made us sit and wait for 3 weeks for this episode because they made us think in this episode, we're going to find out who Savitar is.
Finally.
And we sat and waited for 3 weeks patiently.
And then waited another 42 minutes
for this episode to finish. Not only did they not tell us who Savitar was, let us know that Caitlin knew who he was and just like, yep, I'm not going to tell you. Barry doesn't know who he is. And then, at the very end of the episode, he reveals himself to someone, but they don't show us. What the fuck?
Because to be honest, if they showed us, I probably would have stopped watching.
No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't. That's the thing. You say that, but you wouldn't have. You'd have kept watching because you need to know what happens at the end of this shit. You're still in. My thing is,
because then I would need explanations.
Exactly. Like, we gotta see this
like,
play
how
out.
How did we get here?
We need this to play out. And I hate when shows do this and like just like dangle this little carrot in front of your face. Like, hey, we're gonna do this. We're gonna do this. Well, gotta be quicker than that, like the Geico commercial and shit. Like, what the fuck?
You know how I feel about it. I texted you and I was just like, I'm done with this show. I'm done with this show.
Please, I sent you the meme with the little stick figure flipping over the desk after I was finished watching it. Like, what the fuck, man? Anyway, this episode was called The Once in Future Flash. And yeah, it was directed by Tom Cavanaugh, so that was fun, you know. He got to direct himself, I guess, for like a brief period of time.
Can I just talk about how humored I was by Barry's little emo look?
Yeah, he did look very emo.
Like, I just kept looking. Every time I looked at him, I just kept thinking, like, how much he looks like some emo kid from 2007.
Yeah, that's exactly what he looked like. Life got rough for him for a little while.
What?
So yeah, life got rough for him for a little while.
For a little while, like they went 7 years into the future, and
okay,
life
his
was
life
still
got
rough
for him for about 7 years.
Like a little while is maybe like 6 months. Like we're talking like damn near a decade. He's having a rough time.
By the way, let's talk about some time discrepancies here.
Oh boy, here we go.
So, it's something small. It's just like, yo, I need y'all to pay more attention. So, fast forward to the end of the episode. When Future Barry tells Present Barry, like, hey, this lady over here showed me how to make this Speed Force trap. but she didn't make this thing until 4 years ago. And he was then present barely like, oh, 4 years after Iris died. That doesn't add up because there's 7 years in the future. So there's only 7 years in between. 4 and 4 is 8.
I think, are you sure that's what exactly he said?
I'm 98.2% sure.
That's such a random percentage.
Hey, hey, don't question it. Just go with it. Just go with it. All right.
I could have swore he said it was 4 years ago from where they were. So that would have been 3 years after Iris died.
Yeah, and then present Barry said 4 years after Iris was killed.
I mean, we already know that present Barry is an idiot. Like, I'm not even I'm not even making excuses for him.
What do you mean present Barry? All berries. All berries. Right? All berries.
But I don't know future Barry. All I know
you
is
do know future Barry, because future Barry showed you who future Barry was, and future Barry didn't do what present Barry said he would do. So future Barry's a fucking just what the fuck.
Future Barry is an emo kid with different priorities.
The wrong ones.
I mean, they all have the wrong priorities. I'm just saying.
Oh, man. I mean, we could go through this episode, everything that happened. You know, Cisco losing his hands, fighting Caitlin and shit, because that was rough. That was hard to watch.
That was hard to see. I was like, holy shit, that took a turn.
Yeah, like, goddamn. Like, you know, him losing his hands is one thing, but him losing his hands fighting Caitlin is another. Like, it's just like, shit.
And then to see it, like, that was just hard to watch.
Well, see, seeing it wasn't my problem because I've been desensitized to that thing. I watch Game of Thrones. But it's just like the fact that
once you see a guy get molten gold poured over his head, you're pretty desensitized to a lot of stuff.
Exactly. But my thing is, it's just the emotional side of it. The fact that happened to him at the hands of Caitlin is just what's like what fucked me over, you know?
True.
Can
we also just talk about Julian's little creepy fetish way of holding her captive in a cell?
Well, he's trying to help her, I think. That's what that really is. I think that's him trying to get her to come back.
But I think that's for selfish reasons, because, I mean, we already know that he has, like, a personal gain. I mean, besides everyone else, he has a personal gain there.
Well, yeah, but so will she if she comes all the way back, because she's into him too, you know?
So, this is true. I mean, I did call that from, like, day one.
Yeah, so I don't think that's really creepy as much as it is just obsessive. You know, he's just like...
Obsessive can get creepy.
It can.
You think he ever sits in front of her and just jerks off in front of her?
What the... Oh, man. I don't know, Mara.
These are the things I think about.
And, you know, you're weird. But anyway, I don't know if he just jerks off in front of her. I don't know if she cares.
Because
if he
I'm obsessive and creepy. This is why I'm asking these things.
Jesus. I don't know.
It wasn't a question you were prepared for, was it?
Not at all. And you made me lose my train of thought. What were we talking about?
Caitlin and Malfoy.
Julian.
There we go.
So, yeah. You know, Cisco wants present Barry to stay in the future. Like, yeah, we need to get this team back together. We got to see Flash team up with Future Flash, which was fun. Like, you know, they got to take out Mirror Master and Top because, you know, old school.
Like, out of all the villains they could have pulled up, they pulled up them two.
Yeah. I don't know. It was one of those, whatever. Who's available and who's cheap? Yeah, we'll take them. I really think it was that simple. But,
yes. I guess I'll take that answer.
But yeah, you know, anything. Well, you know, Wally's in a wheelchair because he saw some shit when he fought Savitar. Savitar paralyzed him and he's been catatonic, I guess, because of whatever he saw, which is kind of crazy. But
it probably has something to do with who Savitar is.
Oh, yeah. We'll get to that in a second. I want to talk about
HR. Hurry up and get to it.
Well, I want to point out HR for a second and him being like, hey, you and you and me, simultaneous you and me, simultaneous loving, baby. You watch South Park? Remember that from South Park? Chef singing that song? You don't remember that? Okay.
Maybe.
But yeah.
I watch South Park so on and off, but I'm still a big fan of it.
Yeah, that was an old episode. It was what was it called? Summer Sucks, when they like, you know, were playing with fireworks and shit. But how do I remember that? I don't know. But
because you're obsessive and creepy.
That's entirely possible. But yeah, he was about to have him a threesome, and then they interrupted him to make him get back with the team. And I felt for him. I'm like, oh, that's terrible.
Should never interrupt the threesome.
You shouldn't, but, you know, I don't think they knew he was about to have a threesome. I think if they knew, they'd have waited till tomorrow.
Yeah.
But
can we just talk about, like, I was, like, just one more thing, I'm sorry.
Sure, go ahead.
So the part when, you know, when Barry was leaving within the first 15 minutes of the episode, I was like, yep, they're not going to let him back to this. The portal's not going to open because plot purposes.
And that's what happened.
Yep.
It was all...
As soon as he started running and he looked so confused, I was like, yep, not going to open.
Yeah, Cisco was like, yep, you're going to stay here because I want my friend here. And it's funny because back in 2017, for a while, Cisco didn't like him very much.
Right.
So, yeah. Anything else with this episode we want to touch on before we move on to Arrow? Because, yeah.
Theories.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's talk. Who do we think Savitar is?
So, I have two theories.
Let's hear your
theories. I don't think either one of them is plausible, but...
Anything is possible.
One of them's not... One of them's, I feel like, is really not plausible. But who knows? Because this show continues to brain fuck me. Every time, like, every season, yeah. At least once every season.
Like, bend over and yeah. Those of you who didn't see me, I just put my fist through a hole. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay, so one of my theories, I think it might be Barry.
That's one. But like, I think that too. But go ahead.
Later on in the future, I don't have any hypotheticals as to how it's him.
I do, but go ahead. It's him. Continue. I do.
But that is just one of the things that I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, because, you know, even in the trailer when he says, you know, all these things about, like, you know, he's saying, you know, all these things about us, you know, what makes us close, what could break us apart. I'm like, who else would know these things other than someone in the team already, which would probably be Barry. The other theory I have, which I think is a lot less plausible, is, and I don't remember where I heard it from, but when, like, someone said, and I was like, that'd be interesting. And but also from the trailer, I was like, I could see that too, because another person of the team was Ronnie.
Yeah.
Didn't seem that plausible.
That one I don't. One I can't get with. I can't get jiggy with that one. I can't get jiggy with the Ronnie.
Not plausible, but I'd be quite interested to see how they would fold that one out if it was true.
Only reason why that would be possible is because, one, this person, whoever it is, has to be somebody that Caitlin would respond to. You know, and be like, okay, I'm with you. I'll follow you. Also, it has to be someone, like you said, who knows them, like Barry just described how he knows them in the trailer. But the reason why I think it could be Barry, the reason why I think it could be Barry following you is because of that, you know, that recording that he gave, you know, to the Legends, well, to Rip on Legends of Tomorrow, when he was like, don't trust me, you know? And all that kind of shit. So, that plus all that other stuff leads me to believe it could be Barry from further in the future because, you know, Savitar was like, you were there when I was created. So, it could be Barry from, like, further in the future and him being in the Speed Force and all that, you know, it's non-linear and all that kind of shit. He could be anywhere at any time. So, he could have been there for thousands of years and not really been there for thousands of years, you know, all that weird shit. My other thing is, remember, they left Jay in the Speed Force. So it could still be Jay, because Jay fits all that description, you know?
True.
So it could still be Jay. So those are my two thoughts, but who really knows? I know it better.
What are your thoughts on Eddie? Even though I know Eddie's dead.
I mean... Why would Caitlin care?
Because
that's
true.
Because that's one of those. I thought about that too, but it's just like, why would Caitlin give a fuck about it being Eddie? She has no real connection to Eddie.
This is true.
So it's just like that
And
thought
true.
that came through my head too, because it like could be something as a result of Flashpoint and all that kind of shit. He can be some, yeah. But I just it's just like, what would her reason be for responding to Eddie like that? So nah, I don't think it's him.
Okay.
Any other theories? Anything else we can talk about as far as who Savitar is, or just Flash in general?
No, but I'm curious to know who our listeners think it might be.
Yeah, let us know.
Leave us a
Comment.
comment. Leave us a comment. Leave us a tweet.
At Creation Magazine, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.com/Creation Magazine. Who do you think Savitar is? Let us know. We welcome all theories.
But next is Arrow.
This shit. Fucking Felicity.
I think they should name the episode Effing Felicity.
And here's the thing, it's just like, you know, I get it, but fucking chill. Like, I know she's just like, yeah, you were willing to do all this stuff for us, you know, you were willing to cross that line, why don't you let me do the same thing? Because fuck, we don't need you to do that. You don't need to be that. You know what I mean? Like, I understood where Ollie was coming from. Like, hey, bruh, like, I crossed this line. Please don't. Like, once you cross it, you don't come back. Like, and John was like the same way. Like, once you go over this line, there really is no going back. Which is why John
Whatever
has.
bridges you burn, whatever ties you untie or cut, like there's no rebuilding, there's no retying.
Exactly. Just like with John when he was talking to Lila, like, yo, you can't go down this road. You're gonna become Amanda Waller. We cannot have another one of her, you know? It was just like, fuck, bruh. Like, I need y'all to get it together.
I mean, it ended up not working out for her at the end anyway.
Yeah, and that's the thing. They went through all that shit to get the thing to be able to track Chase, and then he just came to them. Like, end up showing up like, hey, okay,
And
we
then she
got.
got kicked out of Helix as well. Like all that, and you still got kicked out of Helix.
And all through this episode, I was just like, yep, see, it's happening. She's turning. Watch it. She's gonna become a villain. I'm telling you. Because I really feel like they were setting it up for that. Because, you know, they were kind of setting Curtis up to kind of take her spot as that tech dude, you know, the computer guy, and all that. Even make having the awkward moments and everything, just like she did. Like, yep, it's gonna happen.
Well, I feel like they would have done it, you know, just to like, you know, have her push the limit and then be like, all right, now it's enough. Now leash her back in.
Yeah. I'd
But
like the
not
idea
full
of her
blown go on
being,
her own.
I like the idea of her being a villain, I guess, but I was just waiting for it, and it just seemed like this is what, like, it was happening, and like, give her something
No,
to
I
do.
get it. I mean, because after you pointed out, like, you know, it started seeming more plausible, but, you know, I get it.
But yeah, and then we have the whole thing with Renee and his daughter, found out that the reason why she was taken from him was because, you know, he was drunk one night, passed out. She ended up burning herself on some soup and shit. But, you know, Quentin was like, hey, it's an accident. You're sober now. See your daughter. Say hi. All that shit. Talk to the lawyer dude that Curtis was like, hey, talk to him. Is he talking about Paul?
I
His
think so.
husband, ex-husband, or whatever. Is he talking about Paul? I think so.
That's what I thought. I thought I just caught it. I because like they hadn't indicated that, you know, he was seeing anyone else because he seemed so devastated from when, you know, when he served him with papers, well, the divorce papers. So I kind of assumed that he was talking about Paul.
So yeah. Then, you know, like you said, with Felicity, her whole having to be physically stopped by the team because she was teamed with, you know, Helix to steal this dude away from Argus. So she's like, yo, how do you come back from
Which has
this?
now put her in, yeah, like there's no like I feel like there's coming back from it, but I feel like it's gonna be really hard
Oh,
for
yeah.
her. Like I like you know it's not gonna be easy. 'Cause I know for a fact that I was gonna be like, I don't know if I can trust you, blah, blah, blah. And it may not be like next week's episode because, next week's episode looks like they have more problems to deal with other
Locked
than.
up, they won't let me out.
So.
Underneath is what that episode is called. Because somehow Chase found out where they were. It looks like there's some
Plot
real.
twist. Chase already had the technology that Felicity was trying to get and just tracked them there.
Oh man. Yeah, we see in the trailer also that, Felicity's spinal implant just quit working, so she can't even walk and shit. So like, oh, your life sucks. But yeah,
But
looks like they're trapped underground in their Arrow headquarters. At least I'm assuming that's where they are.
yeah, they're at the HQ.
So yeah.
He locks down there and EMP, but you know what's crazy? I feel like on some level, when Felicity got her ability to walk back, I feel like we should have saw at some point that was going to be used against her.
Yeah, makes sense.
Because as they state in the trailer, it was an EMP blast and it knocked out her chip. Well, not knocked her out, but it knocked the power out of it.
Yeah, like an
So she
EMP
can't
does,
walk.
yeah. Makes electronics stop working.
I was just like,
Yeah.
probably should have made something different.
Well, I mean, the only way they could have really done it was through technology, so anything like that. Not much they can do to prevent the EMP from working unless they put like some kind of shield around it that blocks EMPs. I don't know how that works. I don't know technology like that, but
I don't know. There's more people that can figure it out.
I'm sure they could. They just never thought that somebody would try to make her stop walking with an EMP.
Yo, could you imagine if she was just walking down the street and someone
Somebody
did
hit
an
with a little
EMP
gum
and
with
she just
a.
collapses?
You're so fucked up. But,
Am I really?
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a little bit. Oh, so let's look at all the shows of this week and all the characters, Mara. Who's winning?
I think Supergirl won this week.
Think Supergirl is winning? Why is Supergirl
This
winning?
week. Well, I feel like, she got done what she had to do, And she didn't necessarily defeat that lady. I mean, Lena actually saved the day, but Kara also got her job back.
This is true. This is true.
So I think she won.
I can give you that one. I can get with you on that one. I can agree. Who's losing this week, though?
Felicity.
Felicity? That's your choice.
Yeah.
That's a good
That's my
choice.
choice because I feel like, she's not only she's hurt her relationship with the entire team, not just Oliver, and I mean Diggle's also losing too. Him, oh, Lila's also
About to
losing.
say, Diggle's doing all
Is
right.
that her
Diggle's
name?
Lila, yeah.
Yeah. Lila's also kind of losing too, but I think Felicity is losing the most because like now she's hurt her relationship with everybody. Like she's alienated herself to everybody essentially in the main part of the team. Everyone who she considers her family and her closest friends. Even her and Lila are got into it, and she also caused some rifts between Lila. Well, not really, but like a little bit of a rift between Diggle and Lila. And then, at the end of this episode, now she can't walk, so. And there's some psychopath in the building locked in there. She's losing this entire week.
And I guess next week too. But I like that choice. Let me submit an alternative. Just a suggestion. It's future emo Barry. 'Cause he just let the whole team fall apart. He just like, I'll be there for Joe and for Wally. Nah, he wasn't. Now Wally's all paralyzed and shit. Joe don't want nothing to do with him for a while till Past Barry comes back and pulls him back together and shit. So I think Future Emo Barry was really fucking up, and he was losing until the very end, until he just wasn't losing as much.
But yeah, I guess.
But between the two, thinking about it, you're probably right about Felicity. I'll probably give it to you on Felicity.
Well, who's your choice for winning?
For winning, I agree with you, Supergirl.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. So, yeah. It's an interesting week. Hopefully next week is, you know, I feel like this week was like, you know, we're back, set it up. Next week, they'll knock all the pins down. That's what I'm assuming.
Right.
But.
Because I'm hoping next week we figure out who the, imagine, and I'm not, like, knock on wood. I don't have any wood near me, but knock on wood. Imagine we go through that entire Flash episode and they still don't say who Savitar is.
I will fly up to Vancouver, find Greg Berlanti. I don't know how I'll do it. He might even be still in Vancouver, but I'll go up there and look for him. Find out where he is. And I'll knock him the fuck out. And I'll just look at him like, you know why, and I'll walk away. I'll go through the whole thing of paying for airfare and everything just for that. Because he deserves it if that happens. But anyway, that'll be it for this week's episode of Super Flashy Arrow of Tomorrow, unless there's anything else you want to touch on before we get out of here.
Nope, just can't wait for next week to start.
Me neither. You can find us, as we mentioned earlier, on both Twitter and Instagram at Creation Magazine. Also on Facebook.com at Facebook.com/Creation Magazine. You can find me on both Twitter and Instagram at Sir Cussalot. That is at SIR_CUSSALOTT. Shark, where can they find you?
Find me on Instagram and Twitter at MaraDaShark_. That's MARA. DASHARK_. Laugh at me.
Oh, it's too late. I already did. But yeah, we'll see you all next time. Same time, same place. Until then, stay creative, stay free.
Deuces.